All About Ireland by Emily Winston. Copyright Burlington Books 2014. All rights reserved. Chapter 1. In the Beginning. The handsome student sat on the plane reading his guidebook about Ireland. The young woman next to him smiled. "Hello, I'm Anna," she said. "Is this your first visit to Ireland?"
"Yes, it is," the young man replied. "I'm Ben, and I love your Irish accent."
"Thanks," laughed Anna, turning a little red.
"So tell me, Ben, are you staying in the Republic of Ireland, or are you also going to visit Northern Ireland?"
What? Asked Ben, looking a little embarrassed.
Sorry, but I'm a bit confused. I'm staying with my Aunt Moira in Dublin. Is that the Republic of Ireland? I thought Ireland was part of the United Kingdom.
Shh, don't say that too loudly, Anna laughed.
The Republic of Ireland is a separate country with more than 4.5 million people. It's even got its own language, Irish Gaelic. They teach it in the state schools. Only Northern Ireland is still part of the UK, with around 1.8 million people.
I'm sorry I'm so ignorant, but do you mean Ireland is divided into two separate countries? Asked Ben. How did that happen?
Well, we've got an hour until we arrive, so I'll give you a quick Irish history lesson, said Anna. You can stop me if you start to get bored. People have lived in Ireland since around 6000 BC, but we don't know much about their origins. We know that around 700 BC, people called the Celts came to the island.
I've heard of the Celts, said Ben, but I thought they lived in Europe.
They did, but they also came to Britain and Ireland and brought their advanced culture with them. The Celts were very fierce and defeated the native population easily. Then, around 400 AD, the Celts in Ireland decided they needed slaves to work their land. They sent ships across to Britain, captured people from there, and brought them back to Ireland. Historians believe this happened to St. Patrick, the patron saint of Ireland.
Oh, really? I was just reading about him, said Ben. Where did he come from and why is he so important to the Irish?
Oh, we love St. Patrick, said Anna. He was born in Britain to an aristocratic Christian family. When Patrick was around 16 years old, some Irish pirates captured him and brought him to Ireland. They sold him as a slave, and he worked there as a shepherd for 6 years. One day, Patrick heard strange voices. "You must escape, Patrick. You have a mission in life, but not as a slave." He believed these voices came from God. So Patrick walked to the sea, got on a boat, and sailed back to England. He studied to be a priest, and once again he heard the voices. "You must return to Ireland, Patrick, and convert the pagan people there to Christianity." After this, Patrick spent the rest of his life in Ireland, building churches and teaching the Word of God.
"Okay, so that's why he's so important," remarked Ben. "I thought it was because he sent all the snakes in Ireland into the sea."
Well, there are many myths and legends about St. Patrick, but that's the most famous one, said Anna.
"So when did the English come to Ireland?" asked Ben. "I still don't understand that."
"Don't worry, we've still got time. I'll explain," Anna smiled. "And then you can tell me all about you." The Vikings invaded Ireland in the 9th century. They built settlements, and these later became important cities like Dublin, Cork, and Limerick. The Vikings soon became part of the population of Ireland. In 1169, the English invaded Ireland and also integrated into the Irish population. In 1607, the English king, James I, sent Protestant English farmers to Ireland to take the land from Catholic farmers. Very soon, much of the land belonged to the English Protestants, and the Irish Catholics became tenants on their land. Now, instead of owning the land, they paid rent to the English owners. You can imagine how they felt about that. But the real trouble came in 1801, when the British Parliament abolished the Irish Parliament and governed Ireland themselves. So, at that time, the whole of Ireland became part of the UK, said Ben. That's right, said Anna. But many areas weren't happy about it, so the situation didn't stay like that for long. Listen to what happened next.